I would like to take a moment and take some reflections. What are you taking away from this weekend? What did you learn? What did you get? And if you can keep it 1 or 2 minutes and stick your hands in the air, and if we see you on chat, we'll try and find you before we ask Don for the closing. Scott, unmute yourself, please. There you go.
Wow, there's a lot of people at this meeting. I'm so grateful that you called on me. Thank you so much for the story and for the story of that song that made me weep, like really sob, because somehow that story is my story. You know, music is my life. It brought me back. Message from my higher power kicked me in the butt just when I was ready to, you know, end it all. And it brought me back. I play music in church every Sunday. So God bless you. Thank you all for being here and sharing your stories. Just blown away. Thank you.
Love having you, Scott. Thank you so much. Bucky.
Hi.
Hey, what happened? Where did you go? Unmute yourself, Buck.
Hi. I'll see you. I just want to say, while well, Cheryl, I've been following her book, calls it On Sacred Facebook, which is where I know a lot of you from. And I just want to say, for this weekend, and having been at that Native Al-Anon last year, which was amazing, it's like what I've heard people say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And what I get is that if our hearts are in the right place, and even if they're, you know, even if our mind is cluttered with all those crazy thoughts that are, at least that I get, that I'm doing it in the right way. There is no wrong way in that way. You know what I mean? It's just doing it in the right way. If we can, like for me showing up this weekend, this is the right way. And however I do
want
this.
Some beef?
Yeah, it's just in a good way. And I thank you. Oh.
Sorry. Thank you, Buggy. Michelle.
Hi. So you're asking what we got out of this program. I'm a newcomer-ish. I started May 1st of this year, and I've been working the program. I'm Al-Anon. I've been trying to work the program. I'm trying really hard to focus on myself and look at myself, and I never knew it was missing, you know? And then suddenly this weekend, I'm like, somebody told me about this. I'm here. I looked at your roster of people. I'm like, so many people from so many different nations. This is wonderful. And oh my goodness, I don't know that I can go back to the program the way it was for me. I'm going to have to bring new stuff to this and find new things within the program. This has really, really changed for me. Thank you so much. Shumi Gwach.
Welcome. Judy.
Hi, I'm Judy. I'm a blessed member of both AA and Al-Anon for more than a few decades. It's been an honor to be at this most beautiful language of the heart, language of the spirit. I love AA. I love Al-Anon. And what I say about Al-Anon, I wouldn't be sober if it weren't for Al-Anon, because AA showed me how to stay away from a drink or a drug. But Al-Anon gave me tools to deal with the emotions, to deal with finding better solutions for AA. I'll always give it credit, was keeping me away from a drink, was showing me how to stay away from a drink, and I loved alcohol. But what I've learned today and yesterday has just, I want to do the 12 steps the Native American way. I loved what I was hearing, and it brings back other parts of my life where I've been in ceremonies and different things, but to hear the spirit, to do it from the level of the spirit, that's what I want to do now. So I will be emailing you, and thank you. Thank you for your service to all that have done this. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Marnie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Marnie. I'm an alcoholic from London.
Hi, I just want to say this has been an enriching, beautiful experience. I was here yesterday and today. I want to thank everybody that's done service here and enabled this to happen. And Cheryl, I loved what you said, and Dot, everything has been amazing. I love that you work with other women in the treatment center. And recovery, if we're not going forward, we go backwards, don't we? And this has helped me go forward. It's nighttime here now, and I'll go to bed with a really full, joyful heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sonia, and good night to you. Sonia.
I'm already in bed. It's nighttime. Thank you very much for this. I wasn't expecting this so much. I'm just really full of hope and excited for the 12 steps because the singing, I play guitar, that's one of the things I'm learning. And I'm thinking I can bring hope and joy to other people as well. You know, so I'm looking forward to watching whatever people have been doing so I can be bringing hope to other alcoholics and non-alcoholics. it's so much hope, you know, and my mind is clear. You know, I'm going to have a good night's sleep. I'm already falling asleep, not because of what's being said, but I'm just relaxed. Thank you.
It's always good to be relaxed. Evelyn.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. I guess I'm just blown away with the spirituality of the Native American culture. This has really enhanced my spirituality. I've been a 12-step member for over 40 years, and just using the title of creator and the idea about the eagle being the messenger, carrying our prayers and our messages to the creator has put a whole different twist on my spirituality. So I just wanted to thank everyone. I just love the Native American culture. I've always been interested in it, and this just added a whole new dimension bringing in the 12-step program with it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you, Evelyn. Mary.
I'm Mary Ray again, and this is just wonderful. I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm taken away that I think I should probably look into Al-Anon also. Yeah. But there's one that equal opportunity. It does not discriminate. It destroys all colors, all races, all backgrounds, all cultures. And that's what alcoholism does. Equal opportunity destroyer. So thank you all for your service. I am indeed filled with good medicine today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Belkis? Belkis, can you unmute yourself?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much again for having this service. I always look forward when I hear about Al-Anon with a Border. And I'm coming from, I had a long weekend on my area. I was having the area assembly, but I still had an opportunity. I mean, I love service. And I said I had to hear some, and I'm glad I did. Thank you so much, Yvonne, for helping us to remember there is help, there is hope, that we are not alone, that we have other people that are looking for healing. I love this story that I heard on the speakers. My kids come from, in their background, there are some sort of tribe from my country, South America. But I learned a lot about these other native and there is culture, and this applied to everyone. And like Mary said, you know, this doesn't discriminate language, culture, and the most we can help, the better. So we need to spread the word. We need to keep going in giving this message out there. Thank you so much again. And I'm glad I'm healed. I'm putting more into my healing today. Thank you.
Michaela.
Hi. Thank you so much. This was really helpful for me this weekend. Personally, because I am part of Cherokee Nation, and this pamphlet that we have in Al-Anon, I said to my relatively newest sponsor that I wanted this time around to work the legacies, precepts, traditions, and concepts, and I wanted to utilize this program, this pamphlet rather, as a guide. It does have like a circle, you know, medicine wheel inside. So this really is helping give me more guidance on how to do that. And also, I do a lot of service here. I'm a DR and also a DR of a Women of Color meeting. And I think this is just great to like bring this experience back and share more of our diversity here. And I experienced a ton of unity this weekend, and I'm really blown away by all the service and so thankful. I will remember forever. And I remember when the first Native conference was done in New Mexico, the first annual one, and I wanted to get out there. I think I was still back east and I couldn't get there. And anyway, I will get there. So I feel like this was my first one. Thank you so much, Yvonne and everybody. Great to see you.
Thank you, Michaela. It's supposed to be next year in Oregon in April. If it's not going to be face-to-face, I am sure they're going to find a solution to that. Liz, Galaxy.
Hi. I eventually got brave enough to put my video on, and I'm just grateful. I've always had an affinity. I was given this flyer by somebody I met from Little Rock on Zoom meetings in Wales. And I wanted to come because I've always had an affinity for American Indian, ever since the Lone Ranger when I was a kid. And I just wanted to know more. And it's just, I've had a really tough time in the last couple of years. I've been sober for quite a long time, but not sufficiently sober that I didn't let my husband get to me. And I've been trying to change him for years, and now I've got to the point where in this COVID, I'm trapped in my own home, and I want to avoid doing the dramatic thing like running off to Women's Aid. But I just wanted to say I've got so much out of this weekend because it's taken me back to the spirituality I have learned. I'm one of those that didn't really know what my higher power was. And I've tried everything, but I know that it's a spirituality that I've experienced. And even down to my sponsor, I got sort of scared of the fact that she kept saying, just leave. And I couldn't do that for some reason, but that's because I've been traumatized too, and I never recognized this. Really interesting to hear about the intergenerational trauma, because I've always said last world war was basically maybe even earlier than that, was where mine started. And it's been really, really good for me because I feel as though my spirit is coming back, and I just got frightened, and my emotional sobriety has been off the wall for the last 18 months to the point my daughter died 5 years ago as well. And there's a huge amount of grief in me that I can't resolve on my own. So being trapped and not able to get to meetings has really made me a mess to the point where I thought I was going crazy with a man who is crazy and won't see a doctor and won't tell the truth. So I'm got the illness in the house all the time, and I've got to just learn what to do about it. And this, it feels like a coincidence. I don't know how you put it, you know, the answers come once you look for them.
There is no.
I wasn't going to stay on this meeting for as long as I have, and I've come back today and I've listened to everything.
Well, I'm happy.
I'm so grateful.
I'm happy you're here, and it isn't a coincidence.
I was meant to be here.
That's
and
right.
I'm really grateful for all your shares. And it's given me an insight that I've really, really, I remember to email you, but my brain has been meshed for so long. But I am really grateful I've been here and that all your shares have been amazing.
The person who gave you the flyer. Thank you.
Yeah.
Don, we're going to do one more and then we're going to come to you for the closing.
Margaret, my friend.
Hello, dearest Yvonne. It's so wonderful to have spent this weekend with you and all these wonderful speakers. I'm shaking. Number one, I want to say that I have been deeply thirsty to hear from elders because in my family, I'm not that old. I'm 67. I have suddenly become the elder, and I am in no way at that level of readiness through recent deaths and so on. And last weekend, I went plummeting. My faith just dropped out from under me. My faith in the Al-Anon program, I'm a deeply grateful Al-Anon, but my faith just dropped and I just kept going, okay, well, just put one foot in front of the other and figure this out, you know, something will come. I joined this weekend with you fellow folks just because I've always had a deep interest in the Native American culture. I am one quarter, but not from Northern America, from Central and Southern America, South America, Inca. And every time things would come up or prayers or other things came up, I was hit deeply right here. It just kept hitting me and hitting me. So you saw me sobbing a lot in front of the camera. A couple of things really hit me. And I just want to, I want to thank Don C. The fourth step is the truth about the lie about you. I can't, there are no words. That just like, it was the hugest hit for me. And then I love Juanita, when you said, why don't you just do average and accept being average, that's enough. I just went, oh man, if she can do that, that's gonna be okay for me. So the gifts this weekend have just been overwhelming. And Cheryl, thank you so much, you know, for rounding this up in such an amazing, spiritual, beautiful, connecting way. It's been a huge blessing. I thank you for everybody involved. Bless you.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you so much. Gosh, I have to say, Don, can you unmute yourself? I have to say, I've done many, many conferences before I started doing this little dealio here. That wasn't in the plan. But I have to say, and we were agreeing on our little group app here that, oh my God, this one is so different. This one is just so different. It's like, it's different. It's different than any other conference, and not because of the people that speak, not because of the shares. The whole thing felt different from sitting on this side, organizing behind the scenes. I could not get a grip on this conference, and trust me, I may know I have no control, but I do have some grip, right, Don? But with this one, I had no grip. All the way to the AA speakers, like, I can't, I'm like, oh my God, things keep changing on me. And it just kept happening. And it's like, wow, God, really, seriously. And you know, thank you so much, you guys. Thank you for everybody who was willing to be here, because me alone on this platform is not a conference. I need more than one person for a meeting, right? Melanie, oh man. Yes, you can smoke. As far as I'm concerned, I've stopped smoking years ago, but I still go, yeah, that would be nice right now. But anyway, somebody gave you all the thing to unmute. How fun. All right, Don, we'll go back to you.
Okay. Well, first I'd like to say was this, though. It was really nice to see a lot of friends that I love, Tom and Juanita. I love you guys, and Tanya from Oklahoma, and those that I've met on the trail, you know, it was just really nice. Zoom allows you to see things that you could not see before. And there's a prophecy among our people, and it says, the prophecy that the elders get from the spiritual world, and they hand it down from generation to generation. And we were told that there was a time coming when a healing would take place. And so one of the prophecies they told us, they said, you'll know that time is there, they said, when the eagle lands on the moon. And I worked down at NASA from Apollo 6 to Apollo 13. I knew they put lunar eagle feathers on that lunar module. So when it went up, it circled the moon. And when it landed, the first word spoken from the moon, it said, the eagle has landed. So in that tribe, they've got all excited because now they knew there was a healing time coming. Then there was another prophecy that said that a spider would build a web around the earth. All the way around the earth, the spider would build a web. And when it was done, they said, a woman would come forth and she would speak on that web and all nations would hear her voice. That we're able, the healing time when it would come, that voice could be carried around the whole earth. And so I just had that thought with Al-Anon Without Borders. You know, it's that I just want to thank you for carrying this message around the whole earth, you know, on the web that the spider built. You know, I just really appreciate that. That's always like the fulfillment of prophecies when those elders tell us those things. At the time, it sounds like it might be a story, but then pretty soon you find out that's not a story, that was told to the by the spirits a long, long, long time ago. And so I'm just very honored to be a part of, you know, what went on here. This was, this is like one of those things you'll never forget. You'll always have this in your memory. It's not going to go away. And I just want to myself, I think if it wasn't for Al-Anon, I'd have not got sober. I prayed to God, but it was no evidence he was helping. And no, my family was praying there. And but it was the Al-Anon, so Al-Anon and what Al-Anon taught that woman I was married to at that time, that's what opened the door, you know, for sobriety. So I just want to take the opportunity to thank Al-Anon for, you know, for leading me to sobriety and healing my family. You know, my whole family is a result of that. So with that, I'm going to light some sage and offer a closing prayer. So I've written the sage, and so I just want to say these words for a closing prayer. Grandfather, want to thank you for allowing so many of us to make connection during these difficult, trying times. We're all, I think, interested in healing ourselves and in our families. We ask you to help us to remember that our words, they're medicine, we're medicine to each other. And I think that's what we saw going on here, those words that were spoken is like medicine. And we hear things and things are sent to one another. So let us, as we make this journey, be careful of those words that come out of our mouth to remember that we are medicine, you know, to each other. I ask you to continue to bless the Al-Anon in this mission that has on our families. And we ask your blessings on those families that are on their way here. Some of them, they're hurting right now and they don't know what to do. And we just ask you, Creator, to whisper in their ear that there's a fellowship that will help them to heal. And so we ask you to guide those people, those families, to come to our programs so that we can be able to share the healing, you know, with them. We ask you to bless right now in our native communities. There's a lot of grieving going on with the COVID, with the virus. Some of our communities were experiencing high death, and we ask you to put your blessings on the relatives who are mourning and who are missing their families that this virus has taken. And we ask you to that spirit of that of this virus, we ask you to take it away from our communities. We recognize it has a power, and then we recognize it has a spirit, and we ask you to take that spirit of that virus away from our communities. We ask your blessings for on our veterans. We always like to pray for our veterans, and we ask you to bless our elders. And we ask you to bless the four-leggeds. We always pray for the animals that are our relatives, and to bless those that fly, and to bless the bees and the other relatives that are around. But the bees are in danger. We ask you to make it so that we understand the part that the bees play, you know, in our food supply. And we ask you to bless the single moms and the single dads, and we ask you to bless our children. And we thank you for guiding our Al-Anon to our native communities. 4 years ago, there was Claire and Norman and Juanita, and those, they heard the calling, and they arranged to have the Al-Anon come to our native communities, and we want to thank you for bringing those communities to hear the message of the Al-Anon. And last, we just ask you to bless those Al-Anons who are putting together the next conference in Portland. We ask you to guide them and to give them the knowledge and the help to make this blessing of the Al-Anon continue to heal in our families. And we ask this in the Creator's name to hear our words and hear our prayers. And we thank you for allowing us to have this gathering. Oh.